want something more? More meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provides you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Robin Collins, R-O-B-Y-N Collins with Red Robin Homes at 843-557-5003. Again, that's 843-557-5003. Or visit me at redrobinhomes.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
So good morning and great morning, guys. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I'm your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker owner of Exit Realty Lowcountry Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, yes, this show, you are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That's what we say. That is what we do. And we want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you're doing the same thing. So guys, we've been having an amazing ride here. I'm super excited always to be, if you will, not only in your ear, but for those who watch us, to be in front of you as well on our YouTube channel. So please make sure you're tuning in to us wherever it's convenient for you, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Facebook, and we go live, whether it's the radio station, wherever it is. If you miss any content, guys, go back somewhere else and find it. If you listen to us live here on the radio in the Charleston market, please make sure that you go check out the show, share it with someone, because that information is there. It's sometimes not just for you, it is for someone else that you know. And we want to make sure that we get it around to as many people as possible. So guys, today, I'm super duper excited and stoked to have with us. Look here, we're going over. I jokingly said this past weekend about technology, quote unquote, taking over. So now we're going across. We're going on the other side where technology is really taking over and really doing things and helping people secure their future, to grow and increase their income, to generate wealth. So guys, today I have with us Matt Rod. He is the CEO of Digital Investor, also co-founder of Digital Investor. So Matt, how are you doing today?
Awesome, Colin. Thanks so much for having me on. It's great to be here.
You're quite welcome. So Matt, look, the conversation behind the scenes today, I am very interested to get this conversation, quote unquote, on the stage out to our listeners, to our audience. So if you don't mind, tell our listeners who you are, your background, and what it is that you do.
Yeah, for your listeners, it's quite different what my wife and I have done for, well, 30 years now, but we've mainly made our money through buying and selling businesses. And in particular, what we've specialized in is buying and selling online businesses. And so for your listeners, I know, Corwin, a lot of you guys are real estate investors, and we often get asked to speak at real estate investing conferences and things here in Australia. We're down in Australia because our strategy is very like buying and renovating physical real estate. It's just that we do it with virtual real estate. So we literally buy online businesses and we rent them out, essentially. And so we earn, in a similar way to real estate, we earn semi-passive income. So there is work we've got to do on these, but what we're looking for is rundown websites. We fix them up and then we hold them for cash flows. And the cash flows are great. And you can use the cash flows to cash flow traditional real estate. So that's why we often get asked to speak at real estate conferences. And most people are blown away because they just don't even know this exists. Anyone that's a real estate investor would find this absolutely fascinating because it's a, like you said, it's the new way of doing things.
So digital investing, that most people would think, okay, we're just using technology to whatever. But this is a whole nother, whole separate concept that you're talking about here. So let's go back to, you say you guys spent a lot of time over the years buying and selling businesses. And people sometimes miss this. I'm going to touch on something, Matt, and volley this back over to you for you to expound on. But people miss that conceptually, you have quote unquote made it when you build a business, then you sell it off and get cash out, because otherwise a business as you age is either going to die on the vine unless somebody else comes along and takes it over. We don't think about that. We think about business and we'll stay in business till we dead. Yeah. Well, you might not be able to stay in business till you're gone. So, Matt, what does that look like? Like the process of buying a business, what does that look like?
For us, we're always about buying a portfolio of businesses. We start out nothing. We're from rural Australia. Like grew up on farms, my wife and I, and we knew nothing about business. So what it looks like for us is we're totally self-taught and we've always gone for, in the sort of businesses that we've bought ever since we first started, we read lots of books about business to learn about them. And we were very heavily influenced. This was once we'd already started buying businesses, when Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, came out, and it was like a light bulb moment for us. Everything in that book was so true. And we were always drawn to those semi-automatic businesses, a little bit like real estate, whereas real estate is slow growth, we wanted the same thing as what real estate gives you, but with businesses. And Robert Kiyosaki talked about it. Remember, he wrote about owning things like laundromats and car washes where you get people in to run them and then you can build them up and they're semi-passive. And to this day, that's driven us. So for us, the sorts of businesses we've bought and sold typically are wholesale import businesses or manufacturing businesses. But Corwin, it all changed when the internet came along. That's really difficult to do. Really difficult to do. It's not anyone listening here. I'm not giving financial advice. I'm just merely sharing my 30 years experience here. I would not recommend buying bricks and mortar businesses in this day and age. It's way too difficult. We were like a lot of your listeners, maybe with real estate. The biggest problem we had when we're buying businesses is the same thing as you real estate guys have, which is the banks. We were always in debt as young entrepreneurs before kids came along. We could take risks, but it was scary. We were close to the wire for 20 years or, well, 10 years, say the first decade. That's a long time where it's pretty stressful buying businesses, just like for anyone that owns a big portfolio of real estate, cash flowing everything is really tricky with the banks. So when we discovered the internet businesses, you don't have to spend millions of dollars to buy really good internet businesses. You can buy online websites. You can start. We start our students for under $5,000 and they can buy little tiny websites and practice and learn on them. And that's the great thing. They're really safe. So for anyone listening to this who's entrepreneurial and wants to, maybe you're in a job working 9 to 5, or these days it's 5 to 9. If you want to try doing this, what we do part time in the evenings is they call it a side hustle. Online businesses are perfect for that because the buying price, like I said, you can buy a really good one for under $5,000 and start learning the ropes of how that works. And these sites, we have clients that have bought sites for under $5,000 and they make anywhere from $500 to $5,000 a month return on those when you know what you're doing when you fix them up. If you can buy fixer-uppers, once you get good at it, it's like real estate. You've got to learn how to renovate them. But once you know what you're doing, it's a very powerful strategy.
So buying, improving, what is that? Like conceptually, I get it. But in actual theory and practice, where are the risks, the pitfalls? Where are the opportunities for the greatest reward? Like where do those different things in there?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, I guess it's, have you heard the term too, Corwin, in real estate, you've got flipping. But in our industry with websites, it's called website flipping. And what you do is you buy these rundown website businesses that are owned by people, because people start websites all the time. Mm-hmm. And what we teach is that in terms of your question, like where's the risks or where should you head with this, you go into niches where people are passionate. So they might be passionate about golf or just odd niches, not odd, just passion niches where people are, they've been blogging away, like they've had a food blog for 10 years or a travel blog and they're bored with it. They don't make much money, but it's been set up on the internet. It's been ticking along. It's got age. It's got traffic. It's got a presence in Google, but it's run down, it's tired, it's old, the person's gotten distracted with kids, divorce, whatever, and they just sell it off. They sell it off really cheaply. Mm-hmm. And then we come along and fix them up and we can flip them. So we can do a quick reno, but then you need to hold it for, you generally are flipping websites. If you want to flip websites, it's normally a 12-month process, just like with real estate though. But I'll give you a really good example. Some clients of ours who are also coaches with us, they bought a gardening site for $400. It was this guy, he was into native gardening and he just neglected it. He'd had it for 10 years. He was just passionate about it. He's really into gardening. Now, Nathan and Alexa, they're a young couple. They know nothing about gardening. They live the laptop lifestyle. They live in Thailand at the moment. They bought this thing for $400 because this guy had just hadn't touched it. So they contacted him and said, what are you doing with it? He said, oh, don't care. You can have it for $400. That same website right now is making them $4,000 a month. That's $4,000. They've fixed it up. Now, they had to spend money to fix that up. That's not a, you didn't just get it for $400. They had to renovate it and they put more content on there. And the reason that site works is because people are interested. These passion sites, Corwin, are where it's at because people, anyone that's into gardening is going to want to go to an old site like that because there's lots of wisdom on there. So what they do, they have a team of writers. They hire gardening experts. You can hire them off websites called Upwork.com or Fiverr. Maybe your listeners have heard of those places. And they post content onto this site about gardening. Nathan and Alexa know nothing about gardening, but what they do know is how to do what's called keyword research. And they can figure out what people want to know. And they've also renovated the website, made it physically look better. And it's easier to navigate. Now the website's really nice and easy to understand. So anyone interested in gardening will go there to learn about native gardening. And when they're there, they can click on an ad, a Google ad, or they can click on what's called an affiliate offer and buy something and Nathan and Alexa get paid. And that's how they make their money. That's how they make this $4,000 a month. So people don't realize, and this might be mind-blowing for you listeners, these simple little passion sites that you see when you're on the internet looking up your favorite passion, like how to play a guitar or how to play golf or how to cure acne or how to sleep better or how to garden better or how to invest in real estate better. When you're on those sorts of websites, if you see those ads, you know, the ads that are sitting there, when people click on those, that's how we get paid 24/7. And I know it sounds really simple. There's obviously a bit more to it than that, but essentially, that's the business model. That's how these guys work. So that's why they're safe. You're not selling physical inventory. This is not e-commerce. We've never done e-commerce. We make money off people clicking on ads. We're like online billboards in a way. So all our job is to find old neglected websites and renovate them, just like what you do with real estate. You want the worst house in the best street type thing. And then our skill comes down to keyword research. That's what Nathan and Alexa noticed on that website. It was in a really good niche called in gardening. It was very sub-niche, so it was native gardening. And then when people get there, the guy that owned it, he'd never bothered really monetizing it because he was just passionate about it. So instantly, Nathan and Alexa just put ads on there, rented it out, and they get paid clicks. It gets 80,000 visitors a month onto that website.
That's huge.
It's huge. Absolutely huge.
So, Matt, one of the things that I heard in there, there's a term that I just moved some of my domains and stuff around for our websites and stuff here at the office. But you get, if you will, the term that me and some of my colleagues have coined and that I use is Google juice. Basically, the site has been there for a while. The internet knows it's there. It's longevity. So what happens is it ranks higher. Because of that, the site, as you said, is not in the best shape or the best condition. It could be improved substantially. There could be other opportunities in there to monetize, et cetera, that have been missed. But the function of it, the color, the pop, if you will, is missing. So someone could then buy that site, go in and do the pop. And because they already have the Google juice, then the traffic is already coming. And then as they improve the site, then their traffic increases because people begin to share from the site and help drive more people there. So it becomes more organic. Yeah, I got it.
Got it.
I'm over here thinking.
Yeah. Now I've even opened your eyes, Corin. It's what we love doing. This is why we get asked to speak at real estate conferences and stuff. See, you've got it. So now when you're looking out there, Corin, at any website, not just your own, you'll probably start to recognize, oh, wow, that website's got lots of ads in the right-hand side because that's where the eye goes and people click. Or you'll start noticing affiliate offers on where they recommend products. And when people click on that link, they're cookied. Everything's tracked these days, and whether you like it or not. But that's a good thing for us wanting to make money. So this happens 24/7. So for us in Australia, we're on the other side of the world. Most of our websites are in the US. 95% of our websites are US-based. So we can make money while we sleep. Literally this morning, I woke up and I could see in my affiliate account, there was another $3,000 on a particular website that we own. It's just while I sleep. I didn't speak to anyone. I did nothing. It's just exactly what you described. So this is the thing we love doing is every single day, there's these opportunities right in front of people. If you know what you're looking for, you can go, oh, I wonder if I could buy that site, or you can emulate it. You could maybe create your own website in the gardening niche or real estate niche or whatever niche you're interested in. And you don't have to be an expert in the niche, but if you are, all the better. And if you can get traffic to it, you can make money. Basically, when we started online, we learned a thing. If you get 1 million eyeballs on your website, you're going to make $1 million. And that's pretty much the numbers.
That's interesting. I would imagine right now that there is someone, a listener this morning, that may have just dropped their whole flapjack on the floor this morning. It's making breakfast or something. You have just looked at that. Look at that. That makes you want to throw all the breakfast away. You can burn up your grits because now you ain't listening. We eat grits over there myself. So we eat grits. Burn up all your grits over there because you love being women. If I get a band peel on my website, I have to make $1 million. Hold on. Be right back. Let me go get this website right. Where's the passion for you in this? Like, what was your driver? I mean, I know you've had the experience of that you said a little earlier, you don't want to do this and you definitely want to do this in this time. So what was the driver and where were your eyes open to this as a prospective business?
Yes, yeah, a very insightful question because it is something we're really passionate about, and that is teaching beginners. Because when we first learned about all this stuff, this was pre-GFC, pre-2008, we struggled with the technical side, getting online and understanding how does all this stuff work. So for us, our passion is definitely teaching beginners how the digital skills that they need to do this, because we made lots of mistakes. And not only that, is making sure people know how to do website due diligence. Just like when you do due diligence on real estate or commercial real estate, what we're really passionate about is making sure people are safe and that they learn the skills as beginners and they learn how to do proper website due diligence. Because once you've got that skill, you can do this. And then you've got a money-making skill for life, basically. And also, Corin, we love training people who are, honestly, I don't know about you, but we see so much burnout these days. Our community tends to be 40, 50 plus with kids. They've been through some things, but they're high achievers. They're very successful people. That's like anyone listening here. Anyone that's listening to your podcast wants to make a positive change in their lives. And that's who we love helping as well. Because we realize once you get a bit older with kids and stuff like that, that there's a lot of stress in life and people realize these days they can't get ahead just on their wage and they probably need side hustles or investments. And presumably that's anyone listening to this podcast. That's why you invest in real estate, which by the way is a very smart thing to do. But this is a nice side hustle. So we're also passionate about that, helping people create these additional side hustle incomes. But in a safe, gentle manner. You don't throw in your job to do this. You've got to build up your skills. But that's our passion set is teaching. At the end of the day, it boils down to where we just love teaching beginners how to get over that initial hump and learn how to do this.
So, Matt, this is probably a great segue, a place to segue and make sure that people have your contact information. So your website, what is it? Where can people reach you? Where can they find out more information about maybe learning more about this from you, your coaching services, etc.? What does that look like?
They can Google my name, Matt Rad, or our official website, Corin, is ebusinessinstitute.com.au. But that's a mouthful, I know. But you can go to our proper, and that's our digital training organization that we've run for last over a decade now. So ebusinessinstitute.com.au, or just Google my name, or you can see us on our podcast as well, Digital Investors. And what we have, when you get there, if you're interested in this and you want to learn, we've got a free masterclass where we go through the actual strategy and we show lots of examples of the sorts of sites that we and our students buy. And you can see where we buy them, how much we pay for them, how we value them. There's a little bit, we teach a little bit of due diligence in that masterclass. We show you the main things. And even if you just did the free masterclass, that's fine. If you're vaguely interested, check out a free masterclass.
Now, for our listeners, guys, look, if you missed that here, you will get that. Go to our website because we will make sure that we have that information shared as well there as we publish this episode on next week. But just FYI, guys, look, I just went to the website. Look here, there's a wealth, a plethora of information over there, guys, courses and stuff. So please make sure that you engage so you can learn the tips, the tricks, the tools. You can take advantage of this amazing opportunity to quote unquote do something. Look, man, everybody want to, you said this earlier about making money literally while you sleep. Everybody want to do that, but everybody isn't willing to do what is necessary to make that a reality. So that's why we have, granted, God wakes us, don't get me wrong, but that's why we wake you in the morning with purpose, because we still got, oftentimes we still got something to do because we ain't make it happen when we were resting, if you will. So this is a great opportunity for our listeners. So please make sure that you guys take a look at it. If nothing else, take the free masterclass, as Matt said. So Matt, what has been, you've been doing this for a while, and obviously your results are your results, and you are well seasoned in this. But this type of lifestyle, meaning working, doing this type of activity as far as investing, how lucrative have you seen it become for people?
It's huge. It's the new way of doing business. You'll see on our podcast, Digital Investors Podcast, I regularly interview people who do multi-million dollar deals, websites, and they start from nothing. And I'm about to interview someone this afternoon who's a multi-millionaire through buying and selling websites or renovating them up. So if you've got the big multi-million dollar goal and you've always wanted to do that, I know this is a real estate podcast, Corwin, but I also notice on your podcast there's a lot of business related guests that you have there. So I'm presuming a certain amount of people in your audience, if they want to get into business and they've got the big exit goal, because we find a lot of people do want to do the million dollar exit, and we all know business is where that's where you're going to do that. My observation is, compared to bricks and mortar, the online space is way quicker and easier relative to bricks and mortar big multi-million dollar exits. So we've seen multi-million dollar exits in websites within 5 to 10 years easy, compared to bricks and mortar. In my experience, because I've bought and sold, like I was in M&A, it was rare that I would ever see a bricks and mortar business sell for 7 or 8 figures unless it was more than 15 years old. Whereas websites, you're looking at, if you know what you're doing. So I did an interview with a guy. He flipped 4 websites to $9 million in 5 years. Now, that's unusual. That's mind-blowing. He started out with a $7,000 website, fixed it up, thought this is pretty good. He learned how to do it. He's a total beginner. Sold that for 20 grand, rolled that money into the next website, fixed that up, sold that for 200,000. And then he got to the next one. He went to, that was 9 million in 5 years. It's on our podcast. So I have not heard that happening in bricks and mortar world. So when you ask what's the wealth levels like, now this, I don't want people to think I'm trying to make it sound really easy or anything like that. I'm saying compared to bricks and mortar businesses, please understand, you know, what underpins all this. So Corwin, when you ask me that's the upside. And obviously that's not typical. But what is typical is you can buy good little semi-passive websites once you know what you're doing that just tick along year after year, making you $1,000, $2,000 a month. That's a nice site that can secure your financial future a lot safer than going out there for the big multi-million dollar deal. That's my experience, just sharing that. And you know what it all comes down to, Corwin? It comes down to what are your goals, and something that I know you're passionate about sharing with your listeners is mindset. That's the real thing that I've seen here. This is not a bright, shiny object. These are real businesses' cash flows. They take work, guys. At the end of the day, you got to listen to Corwin. You know what it is? It's the same mindset stuff that Corwin teaches you on this podcast. He's literally, because I was going through some of your podcasts, it's the same stuff in our industry as it is in your industry of real estate. It's exactly the high achievers, the people that make this successful. At the end of the day, my experience is after doing this for 30 years and also as a coach for the last 15 years, it comes down to mindset. It's not even the strategy, which is, that's something else we're really passionate about, which I know you are too. But it's an interesting thing, isn't it? It just comes down to mindset. I can teach you the strategy. That's easy, but it's here. You got to turn up and do stuff. There's things that have got to happen.
There is no difference. People oftentimes will look and say, well, that's you. I get that from people sometimes. Yeah. Well, that's you, Corwin. Well, it ain't me. It's just what I'm willing to do. It's not me. I'm willing to do something that others aren't. There's nothing special about me. I'm just willing to work harder differently than at times than others. So, Matt, I want to thank you. You've opened my eyes, one, to a tremendous opportunity. So that's going to be my homework in the background as I'm looking at other opportunities over the balance. I'm be looking into that. So I want to thank you for, one, opening my eyes to that. I want to thank you for sharing the information here on our show. So Matt, we have quickly reached the end of today's show, but I really, again, just want to say thank you for being part of the show and dropping those jewels on our listeners. That was awesome. So for our listeners, guys, look, this has been an amazing show. It has been a turn, if you will, as we continue to explore the opportunities and figure out, if you will work and what will work for you. As we avail these opportunities to you, please make sure that you engage. Please make sure that you explore. Please make sure that you put the opportunity in front of somebody else and connect somebody, because that's what this thing here is about. Each one teach one. If we all do that, then we've reached many. So let's please make sure that we keep that in mind. Again, Matt, thank you again from the bottom of my heart for being on the show with me today.
Thank you so much, Corwin, for having me on. It's definitely a pleasure to be here.
So for our listeners, one final time, y'all know what I do. Y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. Y'all know I always put the two of those things together to you, and I give it to you and say it to you this way, and I mean it. I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.